guys are working.
Yeah.
Familiar face?
Yeah, too.
How are you doing?
You could hold this for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
First of all, can I get you anything? Fries, frosty or something?
Can you give us a timeline on when you were first contacted? How long you took to make the decision to do this? Month, 2 months, a week or two? Or how long was it?
We've been kind of like seeing each other, me, Justin, and Don Hawk for quite some time. It wasn't just 6 months ago. It was like probably a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and we had an opportunity to come here with a team that Connor Daly ended up driving it. And we didn't think it was going to be a good opportunity, so we decided not to to do it. And because of the whole scenario that Don was working with Justin and then finally came through, the whole deal with Project 91 and Wendy's, and then we just followed through. So it was interesting. It was it wasn't like that, you know. And I'm glad it did, because the program, as you guys noticed, I'm not the only one doing this. It's been very well made. It takes a lot of effort from a lot of people, and I'm glad that everything's fit perfect. So to be in the biggest race, one of the biggest races of the world, obviously, Indy 500 and Daytona 500 are the biggest. So what an opportunity to be here and do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you're not in on time tonight, do you race tomorrow? Like, or do you kind of sit back knowing that you're already in with a professional?
No, I will definitely need practice. I need to run. I don't have any experience at all. I mean, today is my second time in the car. So I think every moment that I'm actually jumping the car, I will learn something, and I need it. I'll be honest with you. It's a different beast. It's an amazing car. It's a completely different different rules, you know. So, and I think the competition also different than what I'm used to. So every time I'm in a car, I'm gonna learn. So no matter what happened, I'll be running. Right. You know, it's interesting. I don't know what to expect, because I don't know. This is the first time for everything. I definitely, the butterflies and stomp is flying right now. Information. I trust my guys. But I've seen a lot of good friends, old friends, you know, from over the years, give me some tips. Some giving me a hard time, which is okay. I can take it. But you know, look, this is incredible. This is an amazing opportunity. I believe only two guys in the planet were able to win the Daytona 500 and Indy 500. I would do Mario and AJ. You know, I know it's very hard. I know it's a tough, like I said, different style racing that I'm used to. But you got to be there. You know, whatever it is, a lottery in the end of the day, it could be great. But as of right now, I'm taking step by steps, you know, and so that I get every time more familiar and getting better. Today, I'm not even knew how to get out of the garage. Normally, we in the IndyCar, just go through the pits and that's it. So every step is being a learning process.
You did the ARCA test, right?
Huh?
You did the ARCA test.
Yeah, but it was in a different building. So every time I'm finding roads here in Daytona that I never been to. So it's kind of like a very unique. Yeah, on the track I was. Yes, on the track I was. I only did five laps until people start crashing, so I didn't have much of a time of practicing in the pack. But it's okay. Like I said, I have plenty of time.
What do you remember about
iRock racing? Oh, a lot. Oh my God, it's special racing with those incredible drivers. You know, Jimmy Johnson, Mark Martin. You know, I had Ryan Newman and. It was incredible to race with all this, and I learned a lot. I'll be honest. I'm not sure if you will be familiar. I don't know yet. I'll tell you after the first race.
I know you don't make the rules, but there's a lot of controversy that you're locked in, and guys like Jimmy Johnson and Martin Truex Jr. Have you heard about a lot of that?
I didn't hear much about it except last night. One comment, and I said, look. In the end of the day, I understand, you know, I'm not the one that write rules, by the way. I didn't know that actually these rules exist. So when we accept this opportunity, we accept to go and race to race, you know. And however, obviously, if whatever happens in the duel, is that what you call the duel, right? Whatever happens there, you know, if I have to take it, I'll take it. But you got to remember, you know, Indy 500 is the same in similarity rules. You got to race for it, but you got a week for you to adapt to the car, understanding, and get into it. Here, I only have like I only have 50 minutes, and but in the end of the day, I never knew that was the rules exist. But if I have to take it, I won't deny that I will take it. You know. Look, they call me Julio, Helio, hello. It's all good, you know. As long as they call my name, it's all good. It's definitely unique. So, but I'll get used to.
It's Elio.
It's Elio. Yes.
Elio, you won 4 Indy 500.
Right.
Dancing with the Stars. You've been personally blessed by a Pope.
Yep.
What's left on your bucket list?
Oh my God. Well, hopefully we'll be celebrating, you know, the Daytona 500 win. I know it's a tough deal. Don't get me wrong, but obviously, if I didn't trust the people behind me and obviously the team that is, my team basically, a lot of the Darian won Indy 500 before, so I have experienced guys that know what to do and they give me the right tools. So I gotta go with the mentality like I've always been to a race. And but what left, I don't know. You know, as long as I still have the fire like I have right now, I'm going to keep it going.
How thankful will the ARCA race be?
Great question. I don't know. It will be a unique from the practice. I can see it's going to be very interesting. And speaking with drivers that did the experience between the NASCAR and the ARCA, the Cup and the ARCA, they seem to be very different. So I'll learn a lot. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of in-car cameras. A lot of the rules to understand the rules. I've been in touch with the guys as well to make sure that we're in the same. The lingo is different. I mean, let's just face it. When you come out of the pits, normally in IndyCar they say go, go, go. Here's dig, dig, dig. You know. So I know it sounds interesting or different. However, it's completely the opposite that I'm used to. So I have to adapt to all these details. Pit stops, for example, here, you know, you have to stop a little bit away from the wall because you have to have the jack guy have space for them to raise the car. And in the car, you stop really close so the fuel gets quick as possible. All these little details that even it's a race car, it's very different. So, and to win a big race like this, every detail matters. That's why I'm trying to study all of these details to make sure that at least I'll take out of the way and know what to do. So looking forward to it for sure. And every time I said I'm in a car, I'm going to keep learning.
Have you gotten any advice from Juan?
Not Juan, but Dale Jr. We spoke quite a lot. And I got to find my friend Jimmy, you know, Johnson. Not sure if he's going to give me any tips, but I'm definitely going to talk to him about it. I spoke with Austin Cindric, Blaney, Joey Logano. I mean, look, those guys I've known for a long time, and it would be nice to now I'm in their world, and I would have done the same thing if they would have been in my world.
Does 185 or 190 feel slow?
Say that again?
Does 185 or 190 feel slow compared to what you're used to at
No, the speed, in terms of speed you're talking about, you don't see it. You know, even when you're 240 and 190 or 200, you only see when things go bad, and you don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
It's going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of eyeballs watching from around the world, and very few drivers that from international levels
right.
have had the opportunity to run Daytona. What do it mean for you that knowing there's going to be a lot of people watching, particularly you, Brazilian to have ever competed in Daytona 500?
Well, it's a great exposure. I mean, this is the biggest race, one of the biggest races, you know, in the world, and you want to have as much exposure as possible. So it's very smart that Trackhouse and Project 91 is doing that. So create opportunities that not many people able to see it. I'm sure a lot of, when I was testing Talladega, folks from Talladega were excited. They were like, I'll be cheering for you. I'll be watching because of you. So I feel that it gives a purpose also to foreign people, Brazilian people, and people from the other series to watch it. So I'm just happy to help this scenario. And but in the end of the day, I'm not here just to call the attention. I'm going to do everything I can to do a good job. Ah, you should see the helmets. I think the camera cannot see the smile, you know, behind my helmet, but it was so cool. I'm like, oh man, this is stuff. Oh no, I got this stuff. Okay, here we go. So it was really fun, and yeah, super, super excited. Can't wait to go back out there again.
What other world class drivers would you suggest might do this?
Wow.
If somebody called you and said, should I do it? Just give us three or four names.
Oh my God. I mean, that's a great one. I mean, from friends that I know, I mean, Scott Dixon is one of the guys that in my time, it's incredible driver. Montoya already did that, so I checked that out of the list. I think Formula One, I think Lewis tried once. Was it Lewis Hamilton that tried the
No, Kimi.
No, he drove in. Who drove in Watkins Glen?
Okay.
Was it Jensen? All right. I thought it was Lewis. But anyway, Fernando Alonso would be great. I think he would like it. So here we go. Those are my two picks, I guess. My man, look at you. Right. I would have done the same, even more, because I know how difficult when you go into a different series to another, how tough it is, and I just don't want to be on the way, and you don't want that as well. Sometimes you see that it takes time to adapt. This guy's been doing this for years, and then you jump in the first time, and it takes a little time. Some drivers are quicker learner than the others. I'm probably the slower learner, but I'm getting there. The good news is, My team, the Project 91, and it's really experienced people. They've done this before, so they really gave me the right tools to adapt fast.
Did you bring any 500 rings with you?
I did. I forgot. It's in my shoes in my locker right now. I think it's great. Doug is, first of all, Jay Fry has been incredible for the series. Doug's also been doing an amazing job with Speedway. And I feel the Speedway automatic is going to be an autopilot. It's been doing so many years. It's running in an incredible way that he has a lot to offer. So great job for IndyCar to also have someone that knows the sport, knows the racing, and it can bring a lot to elevate the series. I was. Nobody mentioned anything the last year, so a little bit was surprised.
Ellie, do you have a place in your mind that you'd like to
Yeah.
Change throughout the day, but I mean, in terms of the start, do you have something in your mind?
I would love to be in a top 15. That would be great. And if that able to do in speed wise, that's great. So it give me at least understanding I'm not so much farther back, because I understand if you lose the draft here is a big deal. So yeah, hopefully that's just a goal. Nothing's going to change if that doesn't happen, but that'll be my goal. I think one step at a time. A lot's going to be determined after this race. So, yeah, we're right now focused on the big one.
Have you gotten to meet Pitbull?
I have not. I heard about it. I want to see him. So, love to meet him for sure. Oh, huge. I mean, just my first out, hitting a little bit of the limiter, things like that. If you're thinking about it, that would hurt the lap time in qualifying. So all of these details, it's important for you to get out of the way, learn what it is, the car. And honestly, Even that the guys are here for many years, they were happy to have practice, which you should. You can't just go out there and go straight, because it's those cars are fine machine, and they gotta be on top of it.
Helio, one more. In Portuguese, looking at him. I didn't realize I wanted Portuguese too.
Okay.
Bom,
o carro da Cup é um carro bem diferente, é um carro muito mais pesado, apesar de ter o Power Steering Wheel, que é o controle, o volante de hidráulico, ele move um pouco mais lento, mas é rápido. E em relação ao carro de Fórmula 1, você não tem esse volante hidráulico, ele é muito mais arisco, vamos dizer assim. Mas em relação à velocidade, em acerto de carro, essas coisas, o carro de corrida é igual, mas realmente... Ainda só andei sozinho. Quero ver quando andar no meio de todo mundo como vai acontecer. Mas no momento, a experiência está indo bem. Nós estamos falando de duas lendas do automobilismo, AJ Foyt e Mario Andretti. Imagine um brasileiro juntar com essas lendas, com esses deuses das corridas, vencendo as 500 milhas de Daytona. Seria um fato único nessa nova era.
Give us that answer in English.
So the car in the stock car is definitely, it moves a little different. You have a power steering wheel. The car, when you turn, it's a little delay. And speed difference, you don't feel it. In the car, because of no power steering wheel, it turns a little quicker. And it's a little heavier of the feeling. You feel more everything into the steering wheel. Now, when you're talking about AJ Foyt and Mario Andretti, you're talking about the gods of racing, right? And wow, in this time of era, winning both, you would mean a lot to the history in racing. So I would be very, very, blessed to be in this position.
Do you have a little bit of hero race fan in you when you walk through this garage and see some of these things?
I know, right? The guys that I was, Jimmy Johnson is one of them. I mean, we became friends. I know, but Jeff Gordon is another one, but he's not as a driver anymore, but he's a team owner or president. So, I mean, I raced with Kyle Busch at SRX, which was super cool. Kevin Harvick is not here anymore. So, look, you're talking about an old-timer here. So, these old young guys now, they're probably looking at me. I was actually talking to Brian, 24, right? Byron. And he's 27. I was like, man, I met your boss for a long time. You probably were just 5 years old. So, not even. Thank you. Exactly. So... Look, in the end of the day, it's super cool to be in this great environment, and my teammates is great. Daniel Suarez and Ross and Shane. Shane, actually, I raced a long time ago at the V8 Super Cup in Australia, and he gave me a lot of tips. So I met him a long time ago, and he's still giving me great tips. So I'll follow him because his tips seem to be working, not only for him, but for me too. Yes.
Kind of teaming up isn't the correct word, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
How do you develop that? How do you earn the trust of somebody?
You got 4 hours, to trust. I'm sure I'm going to be dropped down if I'm pushing someone and helping them, which is part of this game, I guess. Until I prove that I can run with everyone and gain their trust, nothing that I can do. But I'm sure I will get there, and that will be the time for me to take advantage of it. Absolutely, yeah, and I will race. No, no. As of right now, I need experience. I need to run. I haven't run with anybody in the pack. So, and I understand it's a big difference. So that's why I'm doing ARCA too. Different cars, understand, but at least give me a little bit of a more knowledge when I come to the Sunday to what to do. I respect the rules. Let's put it this way.
Are you just saying that? Or do you
I am saying that.
So do you get your adrenaline when you go out?
Absolutely, absolutely. Unless I'm a little late.
So then you don't respect the rules.
Did I say that out loud?
And lastly, are racetrack drivers athletes?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't care what kind of car you do. It takes a lot of effort to turn the car at the speed that we go, and especially the time that we stay. So they are.
As an open wheel guy, how much network do you get?
A lot. I still practice a lot. I still train a lot, very hard. And in the ovals, not so much because you have the headrest. But in the road course, huge.
What did you think about the Daytona 500, having watched it but never been in it? So I can ask you afterwards if you get in. And what were your thoughts about it?
It's a big race. It's a historic race, right? Just to be in it, and I had the opportunity because I used to work with Team Penske, when I drove for IROC, I had opportunity to see the race, and I'm like, I wish I would be there. Unfortunately, RP never let me, never allow me to do it, which is okay. I understand it wasn't my time, and I'm so glad that this opportunity right now it's just came through, because this is huge, and probably the right time for me too. You know, I'm a more experienced driver as well, understand what I need to be. This is huge.
Has NASCAR asked you or told you, like, what you think you need to learn or what they want you to learn or do or show? Do you know exactly what you have to show?
No, they never told me what to do. We did have a meeting before, so I understand the rules. Mm-hmm. They don't want me to get caught in a very simple rules. Crossing over the yellow line, the back straight, things like that. So all these details, they want me to, I feel that everybody wants me to do well, right? Because again, it's a big race. It's a lot of attention from everybody. And I want to do well too. So I can't thank enough for everyone with arms wide open to receive me. And I'll do everything I can to own that.
Good to see you.
Thank you. You know, they're innovating. This project, I would say, I don't think a Team Penske or MSR or any other big team would be able to do it. So they are thinking outside the box, which I like that. In terms of organization, the people that Justin already have from the past and hire, wow, it's incredible. As I said, my crew chief is a Daytona 500 winner. So you can... it's not like a B team when you're thinking about it. This is a real deal, and I'm glad they put this this group together.
What do you think of Justin? I mean, he's a big picture.
You said it. A big picture guy, moving, thinking of the future. I would say, it's not his style, but I feel the team is more like this new, upcoming. TikTok guys, push forward, not a TikTok, but you know what I mean, social media, they all, which is,
it,
thank you, and they are, and I like it, but not only that, they're getting the results, and I'm so glad to be part of it.
I don't want to jump the cart ahead of the horse, but if you have a good experience, if you enjoy this, if it goes well, is there the desire to make this, to the 500, not have this just be a one and done sort of thing?
I'll let you know after the last lap.
You're running the 500, the other 500.
Yes.
Too, right? Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
No, I'm running both 500s.
Well, then, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's huge. No, in fact, the helmet that I'm using, it will be the same colors from here to there. So I want to create the both 500s in the same year, so which is unique.
Did you steal that design?
I know, right? He did. I know. I had nothing to do with the marketing with Wendy's, but I tell you what, it works.
Only he had the
bow tie. I know, the little bow tie. I agree with you. You're welcome, guys. Thank you. Very close. We texted to each other, nothing big, because the cars changed anyway, the different style, as well, the racing. I feel right now it's a much closer pact than what Christian when used to 20 years ago ran. But in the end of the day, I'm having a great group behind me from Trackhouse and Project 91 to give me the right tools to adapt as quick as I can. I know he's pretty darn good. I tell you, like I said, I've been takes a lot of advice. He went through this last year, and he was able to give me a great picture for what's happening. And not to talk about, like I said, I met him a long, long time ago, 15 years ago, when I did the V8 Super Cup. So it's cool to see him doing well. I know, right? All right, so he put me in the spot now. No pressure. I'll do everything I can to repeat what he did. Oh my God, that's great. So yeah, I'm just having an amazing opportunity here to do something huge.
You're here as a driver, but I am curious. What for you has it been like since you stepped into the ownership waters with Mike and Jim over in Indy?
Look, it's been amazing. Mike and Jim I'm learning so much with them on the other side of the helmet, or the cockpit, I would call. They're able to really show me a lot of things that I never understood, because when you're a driver, you're focusing, obviously, go fast and whatever it takes to be in that number one spot. And here, the performance, the employees, the sponsor, the whole dynamic, it's been just absolutely incredible. I'm just glad I was able to help. We just switched from Andretti Technical Alliance to Ganassi, and yeah, we're looking forward to the beginning of the season for sure. That was fun. That was fun, and now it's awesome. Well, the car is different. The braking is much better on the Cup car. I feel that the driving as well. The car seemed to be responding a little bit quicker than the ARCA car. I'm not sure if it's the style, the tires, or what it is. But the wind was a similar scenario, so I was having the same push that I had before, which is great because now I can read a little bit better for what the car is doing. And it's much, much more comfortable you shifting the sequential gearbox compared to an H pattern. You're welcome.
I'm done. Good to see you, man. All right.
Did you need anything else?